Town neighborhood in Nashville, and it was warm outside. That's about all I remember, except the way Jess told her story. She looked me in the eyes the whole time. She teared up, so did I. She laughed, so did I. She laid out pieces of her heart and story that I did not know, but were important for me to understand and for her to be understood. She needed to walk backwards a bit for us to walk forward. She was telling me things I didn't know, but it also felt like she was reminding me of something greater that I had always known. I had always known that I could do the thing that was right in front of me, but she reminded me that I had everything I needed. I had always known that while the road would be tough and it wouldn't always be easy, that going backwards into my own story and going forward into my calling, but she reminded me how much it mattered because she did it too. I had always wanted a cheerleader to tell me I was the girl for the job, and Jess reminded me. Jess also causes me to think of some people I really love because of the resemblance or likeness. She reminds me of my mom, a strong businesswoman who knows her professional strength. She reminds me of my friend Haley, a stay-at-home mom who finds joy and purpose and strength in raising her children. She reminds me of my pastor Kevin, who teaches us to pray, who turns to God first and loves the local church so deeply. She reminds me of my friend Nicole, who works out regularly because her entire self is better because she cares about her health. And she reminds me of Jesus because of her resemblance to him. She models strength and balance and joy and all these things I see in my relationship with him. Jess has done all that for me, but now I get to remind you. I get to focus on that third definition of remind. I want to bring something to your attention. It is a necessary course of action. You are the girl for the job. Jess is the girl to remind you. To God be the glory. Introduction, my spin class revelation. I sat on a bike in a dark and emo cycling studio. The room was shadowy, with lights that rose and fell, evoking emotion, matching the rise and fall of our intensity. The music was loud, so loud the words were almost indistinguishable, but the impact wasn't diminished. There was a thumping, a thriving undertone set by the sound, and it was perceived by everyone in the room. I'd come in that morning defeated, to say the least, jet-lagged and heartsick from an incredibly hard season. But I found myself swept up in the passion and energy in the absolute best way. It was a 7 a.m. spin class in Los Angeles. I was on the West Coast for a work trip, and the whole week I'd honestly felt like a character in a romantic comedy. You know, the one where the woman gets scorned by her lover and rushes off to see some new piece of the world, only to find herself and figure out that she was all she really needed in the first place? Okay, that wasn't quite the story I was living. But I was a broken gal, temporarily in a new place, praying for a fresh wind and hoping for some healing. I'd come to LA fresh on the heels of an incredibly painful season in our church. I'm a pastor's wife. A church planner's wife, to be exact. And while some moments of leading the church are exhilarating and we feel like we're seeing in new colors, other seasons are heartbreaking. And it feels like signing up to run on mission is the same as signing up to have your heart poked by toothpicks incessantly for years. We'd recently sat through meeting after meeting after meeting, handling our own shortcomings and sorting through the pain of the people we love the most. Pain we'd caused. Pain they'd caused, all of it hard and all of it broken. This work trip had been planned in the midst of it, so while leaving felt like the absolute last thing I wanted to do, it was what I had to do, and I was trying to make the most of it. I packed my sunglasses and my most West Coasty clothes, lots of black, and hopped on the plane, eager to see what God had for me on the other side. As I made the almost all-day trek from Charleston, South Carolina to LAX, I found a sliver of airplane internet and booked a bike at my favorite spin place, SoulCycle, for a 7 a.m. class. Have you ever been to SoulCycle? It's a mix between a dance club, a fitness class, and a really incredible worship service. I basically can't get enough of it. Right now, you can only find a true SoulCycle class in pretty large cities, so anytime I'm in a bigger city, I figure out how to make my way toward one. Austin, LA, Washington.